This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Progressive Insurance, for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Steve Gardner, USA Today, joining us to talk some baseball and the Shohei Ohtani contract and what it means and all the buzz about it. How are you, Steve?
I'm good, but not as good as Shohei is.
No doubt. $700 million when it was announced on where did you guys who have been following winter meetings and whatnot, what did you think the money would be? Was this a surprise that it was going to be a $700 million 10-year deal? And we'll get to what the contract will do later, but the initial number, was that surprising?
I'll tell you what, it was to me, just because with the injury to his elbow and the fact that Shohei Ohtani is not going to be able to pitch this season, I think conventional wisdom was that it would knock, you know, that super record-breaking contract down a little bit to, you know, maybe he'd get $600 million. But yeah, to get into the $700 million range was just amazing. So it was a surprise. But then again, Shohei is a one-of-a-kind person, a one-of-a-kind player, so he deserves one-of-a-kind money.
I ask this knowing that owners sometimes can't help themselves, but this almost put a buffer in the next 10 years of any player that comes up and is up for a new contract. Well, they're not going to get seven because they can't do what Shohei Ohtani does. It's not like a cap, but it's almost like a barrier that says it, as money increases, you probably won't hit 700 because Shohei hits 700 and he pitches and hits both at the same time.
Yeah, I think this can't be, you know, setting a bar for other teams or other, you know, agents and players to shoot at, because he's completely different. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani was underpaid, certainly, for what he was doing for the Angels for the first 6 years he was in the major leagues. So, you know, he's getting some of that back. And yes, you can't, it's almost, like you said, you know, it's two players in one. So if you and a buddy, you know, are both free agents and want to go in a package deal somewhere, maybe there's a comparison. But otherwise, I don't think so.
All right, this deferment, this ability to take $2 million now, $68 later, and $680 million of it over the next 10 years after this contract, it seems very generous on Shohei's part to be doing this, especially not getting interest on this money. We've seen deferments before. That's not new, but is this new, the way he structured it?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the amount that's deferred for the length of time that it is. It almost makes the Bobby Bonilla contract seem like peanuts.
Yeah, right.
The Dodgers will be paying, or whoever owns the Dodgers, you know, will be paying that long into the future. But yeah, it is. It is unprecedented how much he has deferred in all of this. The thing is, though, I mean, as Shohei Ohtani is making more money than any other Major League Baseball player, and who knows, you know, how many more athletes in general, because of all the endorsement deals that he's getting. It's going to be, you know, you take the endorsement deals, you throw in, you know, a couple million dollars in salary, it dwarfs it. I think $40 million in endorsements was the number that I saw thrown around. You know, it's kind of like when Tiger Woods was at his peak, and yeah, he was getting money for winning golf tournaments, but it dwarfed what he was getting in endorsement deals.
No question.
I think that's the same sort of situation with Shohei Ohtani. He can afford to go ahead and say, I'll take that money later, and worry about it when I'm done playing. But right now, while I'm playing, while I'm an active player, I'm going to be able to make a ton of money just through these endorsements.
Does it give power to Ohtani, meaning in the next 10 years he can say to the Dodgers, I did this for a reason, and the reason is next young superstar is available and I'd like to play with him?
I think so. I think that was the express purpose of it. And from all indications, Ohtani came up with the idea himself. I don't know about to that degree, but if he was willing to go that far, I'm sure the Dodgers would be very happy. Now, of course, even though he's only getting paid $2 million a year for the next 10 years, the amount that it still costs them in terms of the luxury tax is still a significant number, $28 million, but it's not, you know, not anywhere close to what, or 46 million, something like that. But it's just a little bit more than what Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander's contracts were. So in terms of how far beyond the norm the big number is, it's not really a whole lot different from what the players at the top of the market are costing their teams on the luxury tax front.
Do you think this could become a trend? Like I said, we've seen deferments before. This is not new, but do you see it now? Could it be more part of the negotiating process with teams and players?
I think so, and I also think that it might be something that some of the other teams, the smaller market teams, might want to, when the next collective bargaining agreement comes around, might want to put a limit on that, because you know the Dodgers have certainly a lot of financial muscle. There are several teams that have that kind of flexibility and everything else that they can pull off something like this. I don't think the Pittsburgh Pirates could do it. And so I think there may be a little bit of pushback internally among teams, but certainly for teams that want to compete and want to sign multiple free agents and add to their payrolls, it's a way to get around some of the controls that are in place. And as long as it's legal, I think teams would be silly not to try and exploit it if they can.
Larger picture, the Dodgers, the Shohei Ohtani was on the Angels, so he's not new to Major League Baseball. He's not a new phenomenon, but the partnering him and his global presence with the Dodger brand, how do you see that benefiting the Dodgers, and in what financial way? Because I'm thinking this has got to be something that the Dodgers are looking at beyond wins and losses and production on the field. There is an angle here of having Japan's top megastar on an iconic brand like the Dodgers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, it comes in the form of advertising and things of that nature, where the Dodgers can be more marketable in Japan. And, you know, all of the merchandising and stuff goes through MLB and that sort of thing. But still, the Dodgers can definitely extend their global reach, you know, beyond Japan, you know, to Asia in general. I think certainly Ohtani's popularity is not just limited to Japan. It's the overseas markets, I think, is going to be a huge growth area for the Dodgers. And let's face it, it's going to make tickets at Dodger Stadium even more difficult to get. I mean, I think they've led the majors in attendance for a long time. And it's only, you know, when you can't get more people there, you charge more money for the seats. I think it's going to be inevitable in that regard. Even spring training, I heard spring training tickets to the Dodgers complex in Arizona are going to be ridiculous. You know, over $100 to see a spring training game. that's kind of the Ohtani effect, and it's because people will be willing to pay that. I think that's where we'll see a lot of the impact.
Last question, because one of the things we've been saying about Ohtani is he's such a megastar, but his team can't get to October. He's now going to a place where getting to October is not a problem. They don't need him to get to playoff baseball. They are getting to playoff baseball without him. But what does this mean for baseball now, for America to see on the greater stage who he is, when people were like, I don't get to see him regularly, and now they'll see him a lot in October, or at least they should.
Yeah. It definitely seems that way, and that's only a good thing for Major League Baseball and for the Dodgers and baseball fans in general. I think we got a glimpse of it, Tony, when we saw when Ohtani was pitching for Japan in the World Baseball Classic.
Yes, yes.
And we haven't, you know, that's not a huge thing on the sports radar, but when he's on the mound and he's facing Mike Trout in the finals in the ninth inning, you know, with a championship on the line, and Shohei Ohtani is performing as well as he is, we got a little glimpse of that. And so I think just, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg as to what we could see over the next decade when he's going playing for a team like the Dodgers that's won, what is it, 11 out of 12 or 10 out of 11 division titles.
Yep.
So it's almost guaranteed they're going to be in the postseason. And with him on the team, likely to go pretty deep into it too. So we'll get even more opportunities to see him. You know, that's the one missing hole on his resume, really. Some starring in October, and he's going to get a chance to fill that.
Steve, great stuff as always, my friend. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up with you down the road, my man.
Appreciate it, Tony. Take care.
You got it. Steve Gardner, USA Today on Major League Baseball, the Shohei Ohtani deal over the weekend, and then the more news about the deferment of the how he's structuring that contract. We will continue. It is Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Hit us up on Twitter again, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's on your thoughts.